This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
7:45 on your President's Day, Monday, means the markets are closed, but that doesn't mean we're not going to take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, as we always do on Mondays, with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Is the credit union closed today because of the holiday?
No, sir. We're open.
Yeah, it's such a weird holiday. You know, usually we could always count on federal holidays, banks and the post office being closed, but now you never know if the bank's open or not. Your bank is open. All right. Wall Street is closed.
We are open, yes, sir.
So
Wall Street is closed.
Yes, because all those Wall Street investors, I'm sure, are paying homage to presidents today.
That's right. That's what they're doing right now.
Yes.
Everybody lined up.
Yeah, inflation. We heard a lot about inflation during the presidential campaign, promises that inflation would come down if President Trump was elected. So far, that has not happened, and inflation continues to be a serious issue.
Dave, you know, every 2 weeks, we get bathed in new inflation data, and I'm sure everybody within the sound of my voice is about as sick of it as I am. You just keep talking about it. We wonder how it's going to shape the markets. But, I mean, it's just been such an issue since they flooded the money with the markets with money a couple of years ago to the tune of several trillion dollars. It ignited inflation, and it's just not going to go away very easily. And I think the economy has been very resilient, and it's the markets hit all-time highs right after the election. And I don't know if that was just getting the election behind them, or they were excited about the result, or maybe both. But the Dow eclipsed 45,000, and then it retreated a bit when the Fed came out and said, you know, we were talking about two interest rate cuts in 2025, but, well, we don't know yet. You know, we're going to have to posture ourselves to wait and see. So since and market came back about 3,000 points, and it's been edging up because we've really had positive economic news. We've had, like, last week industrial production was up and capacity utilization was up, and earnings for the majority of the S&P 500 companies that have reported earnings have reported better than expected earnings, like 70% or higher of those companies. So two things to determine stock prices, interest rates and corporate earnings. They've had a lot of the fuel from the latter, that companies are doing well, their balance sheets are doing well, and consequence, stocks generally go up after that sequence of events. But here comes, okay, the much anticipated, we have January inflation numbers that were released last week, and the CPI consumer prices were up greater than the consensus estimates, supposed to come in at 0.3%, and it came in at 0.5. What does that mean? 0.5 for 1 month, you multiply it by 12 to annualize the data, and that on now not one number does a trend make, but that is a 6% annual inflation number, and the Fed is looking for 2. Well, that's a far departure from, you know, what they wanted to see. So then we wait another day for the producer price index, wholesale pricing, That was supposed to come in at 0.3%. It came in at 0.4%. So all these numbers are not the highest numbers in the world, but if they keep persisting, if month after month we're seeing some of these numbers that are just stubborn, they're not. Every now and then we get a 0.2 or a 0.1 for the month. And
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
That's fantastic. Again, multiplying 0.2 times 12 would be 2.4% annual rate. And, you know, that's pushing it in the way that the Fed wanted to go. And maybe the market would see some relief with not just the corporate earnings coming in higher than expected, but we'll get some relief off of interest rates that they ratcheted up over 5% in the course of their ratcheting process. So it's okay. Well, now what happens? Well, the Fed didn't like this. It makes them sit up straight. It's like, well, we're going to have to wait and see. So this week is with that everybody is on the edge of their seats away since we had disappointing quote unquote inflation news. People are waiting to see what the Fed minutes are going to reveal about last week's meeting. And it's like, okay, are they planning on no interest rate decrease? Just if everybody wants to digest what those minutes are saying, and that's going to be the minutes of the last meeting. So it gives a lot of insight as to what they're thinking. But over the weekend, I saw some information that said, you know, five things about persistent inflation. And we do have a reasonably strong economy. 4% unemployment rate, it ticked down over the last couple of announcements. And more employment means more spending, and people are spending their money like they always would do. Services are expensive, and people are not just buying the normal services like I need my grass cut. The consumer discretionary spending has been up over the past couple of months. What does that mean?
Well, let's hold it right there. When we come back, we'll find out what that means. And we'll talk about how much can a president control the economy, despite we always hear promises during campaigns, but how much influence does a president really have on the economy? I'll ask Mark that coming up. And do we get back to Dow 45,000? We were there late last year, but that was, you know, before President Trump took office. Now we've been trying to get back to it. All of that coming up with Mark Rosa after the traffic. So we saw the markets surge a bit after the election, then dip, and then start to climb again after the inauguration, but still not back to where they were. Mark Rosa is with us for our Monday Morning Markets with Mark segment, even though Wall Street is closed today for President's Day. Mark, are we headed back to Dow 45,000 anytime soon?
David, I think the market is just waiting for a catalyst to bring stock prices higher. And every time we have some supportive economic information, like I was discussing before, earnings news came out, then you got the Fed saying, well wait, hold the phone. We might have to step in and do something about this nagging inflation. You know, they were the consumer discretionary I was talking about before. Those are, you know, the things that people don't have to spend money on. It's not the food on the table. It's like luxury items. It's like, you know, cruises. It's airplane tickets. It's those things that we've seen go up. And, you know, with a 4% unemployment rate, people are working. So a lot of this is it keeps the demand push side of it. People are demanding goods and services, so it keeps prices high. And what the Fed was saying was, well, we want to get the unemployment rate to like 6. This is back when they were doing their rate raising regime. And it's like, well, that'll bring some things down. Yeah, you'll crush demand. And with the same supply, the economics of it would be that the prices would start coming down. But they would say, well, we don't want to create a recession in the process. So they were wanting the perfect world, the Goldilocks economy. And while they brought us to where we are with careful monetary policy changes, meaning interest rate changes, and if everybody was saying late last year, we got the Goldilocks, we got a soft landing, but it's not quelling the inflation. So the only thing that has helped with this, it seems like each month Tommy and I talk about the wages that have steadily gone up to meet the higher prices. So it's not like wages stayed stagnant a couple of years ago and prices keep going up, then you'd have stagflation. Some economists have worried about that. But it's like we're not, I don't think we're heading in that direction yet. The economics doesn't point in that direction yet, but that's the troubling part. So the market is at continual wait and see. It gets a few little spurts of energy and enthusiasm, and then it backs itself down. So as of last Friday, it was 44,006 and change. And it's just kind of been in that trading range, waiting for more economic news.
And I'm waiting for my 401k to take a significant jump very quickly, Mark.
Yes, sir.
How much can a president do to influence the economy? We got about 30 seconds.
Well, you know, I mean, if he walks in and says, look, I'm going to cut banana prices in half effective today. Well, that's not going to move the economy. What really needs to happen is something that touches everything. Always said that if we could get fuel prices down, oil's around $70 a barrel, if that would fall significantly, it would touch everything through the economy in a good way.
So it's very difficult, even though we heard all the promises during the campaign, for President Trump or any other president, for that matter, to significantly influence the economy.
Well, and I think that's where the drill, baby, drill comments were coming, because energy would touch every single thing, and that would be a focus for the administration.
Yeah, but the oil company's not so much on board. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you on Friday. Coming up next, we'll talk about the cost of homes.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.